Finding your truth and living in your authenticity is a message that has been preached in our modern day society. And I personally have once been a very keen student of this school of thought. Now we've got to live in our truth, got to search for our truth, and how we've got to live in our authenticity, you know. And I have no problem with that, and I have no issues with that. But I've just reached a point where I'm beginning to a degree, question the authenticity of that school of thought itself. Because asking somebody to find their truth and to live therein, or to find their authenticity and to live therein, is not very different from asking somebody to find themselves within themselves. And I know this has been a message that you've probably heard a million times in your growing up, how that everybody is telling you to find yourself within yourself. You know, the solution lies right inside of you. You know, your greatness is right inside of you, and you've got to search deep within yourself to find your greatness, to find your truth, to find your true identity. You know, this has been a message that has been preached to young people countless times. But I feel it's necessary to reconcile that modern day message with what the scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God actually talks about. You know, if you don't subscribe to the scriptures, if you don't subscribe to the authority of the scriptures, then I don't think this is the right conversation for you. But yeah, I feel it's imperative to reconcile this message of finding your truth, searching deep within yourself to then find who you are, to find, you know, this meaning to life, and reconciling that with what exactly the Bible says. Because you cannot find yourself from yourself. You know, there is no searching that you can do inside yourself that will ever lead you to the truth of who you are. The journey of trying to search within yourself to then find yourself, you know, to find your truth and all that kind of stuff, it starts off pretty good, you know. And now this is where people are beginning to be quite big on these self-help books and whatnot, and I have no problem with that. But even as you embark on these self-help books, reading whatnot, it's very necessary to just come to terms with the fact that there is no searching that you can ever do within yourself that will accurately or ultimately expose you to your truth. But if then you're going to find the truth, your truth, that then you're going to commit to live therein, I feel it's imperative to seek the truth that is in the scripture. And that truth should then create itself to becoming your truth. So there is no searching within yourself to find your truth, because that in itself is to a degree a bit deceptive. Because that's like me consulting with Nokia on certain functionalities on an iPhone. But if I want to get the accurate, precise information about certain functionalities that are on the iPhone, it's just right for me to contact Apple. There's no way I'm gonna contact Nokia or Samsung or something like that to get insight on certain functionalities on my iPhone 12 Pro or whatever, or the other way around. There's no way I'm going to call Apple to then consult on certain functionality on, you know, a Motorola or something, or a Nokia, a Google Pixel. So that reality is not different from then the message that has been preached to the young people, the young generation, and how that their truth is right within them, their authenticity is right within them, their identity is right within them. That message in itself sounds right, but the truth of the matter is that we can only find our authentic truth from the pages of the scripture. It is from that truth that then we create our truth. Every moment you try to create your truth from the stuff that you read in some of these self-help books and whatnot, and some of these movies, some of these songs, you know, and all these seminars, the truth that you're going to create as your truth from these, you know, places, I promise you, it's almost short-lived. It serves as a commercial. It doesn't command lasting change or lasting impact. And so you see that most young people that then try to run a little big on, you know, this is my truth, you know what I'm saying? This is my authenticity. This is my zone and whatnot. And then if you carefully ask them, like, where is this coming from? You're going to find that most of it is coming from the books that they have read, from the movies that they have watched, from the seminars that they have attended. And from there, they have then created this, you know, self-projected truth. And this is when the problem comes in. You find that people become very difficult to adjust or to change because they are working with this false notion that their attitude is their truth. So you see, people then begin to say, I can't do it any different than this. This is who I am. You've just got to accept me. You know, and then you see that what they're asking you to accept as their truth is very contrary to how then humans should live together. And if that then is the case, obviously that truth is not emanating from the light of the scripture, because you're telling us to adjust to your truth, and your truth apparently is not something that humans can live with. It's almost like asking people to walk on eggshells, you know, just so as to keep up with what you then regard as your truth. But you see, every time that somebody tells you that this is my truth and you've got to work with it, and if that truth is then from the light of the scripture, you will find that their request to then take them as they are, their request to then have you embrace that truth, doesn't make you a better person. It inspires you to actually live better. It inspires you to then think differently. You know, it inspires you to then relate with people in a more different way. But most times, the truth that then we create from these self-help books, I don't have a problem with that. I want you to know that the truth that we create from the movies that we watch, and every time we then impose that on people regarding it as our identity, like, this is me, I can't do this any different, this is our processed life, you find that people are going to have a problem with that. You know, people are going to have a problem to associate with you, people are going to have a problem to interact with you, because there is just a way that humans respond a little bit different to experimented opinions or experimented personal truths. You know what I'm saying? There's just this hostility that people will just have, and not like it's intended. There's just a certain way. There's just a certain way that people will respond, and also there's a very different way that people will respond to somebody who's raising a standard that has its roots in the light of scripture. There's just a way that people respond to that standard with humility. And also there's just a level of hostility that people will display to responding to, you know, preferences, standards, or life values that have their inception from, you know, these self-help books, events, seminars, trainings, movies, and whatnot. And by the way, I'm not to any degree against all this, but what I'm trying to emphasize is that people respond to preferences, people respond well to standards, rather, that have their roots in the light of scripture. So everything you heard about finding yourself from just within yourself, that in itself sort of facilitates an endless or bottomless frustrating journey, because they're gonna tell you your truth is right within you, your greatness is right within you, you just got to pay attention, you just got to search within yourself. You know, this is like telling me that I can find me from me. That already doesn't sound right. Or that's you trying to consult Nokia on certain functionalities that you're not so clear about from your iPhone, or trying to get insight on the design of an iPhone from a car manufacturing company. That already doesn't sound right. And so you see, because a lot of young people, as young people, we've been feeding on this stuff, on finding our truth from, you know, self-help books, finding our truth from movies, finding our truth from these, you know, modern day philosophical conversations and all that kind of stuff. And we find that it becomes very frustrating, because then we can't seem to find exactly what then we are calling our truth, you see. So it just becomes a frustrating journey, you see. And this is when another problem comes in. You get to hear people say, I can't do this any different. All right, they're just adamant, I can't do this any different because this is my truth. And you find that a lot of people are responding to that with hostility. They're responding to that with anger, because that standard, that preference, or that life value, or that life principle, nowhere does it have its roots in the light of scripture. But it's basically a fruit of their ego, their self-centeredness, their self-ambitions. And few people want to associate with standards, with preferences that are a fruit of ego. So we've got to understand that there is no finding you from within you. No such a thing. Because that's almost a direct translation to consulting a car manufacturing company to give you insight on the functionality of an iPhone or Google Pixel or whatever phone it is. That's weird. You want to consult the manufacturing company for that phone to get insight on certain functionalities. Consulting a car manufacturing company is just wrong. So that's literally a direct translation to you asking me to find me from me. I gotta search from within myself to find myself. How is that, man? Because just to figure life out is all a lot of work. It's all a lot of work. And you see that a lot of people that have been feeding on this stuff, then exalting them or asking them to find their truth from within themselves, have been on this, you know, bottomless or endless journey that eventually becomes super frustrating, because then you can't seem to feel how you want to feel. You know, you can't seem to get the fulfillment that you would get after finding you. You know, it's almost like a search for treasure. So this search for treasure then just becomes nothing but a journey of endless frustration, endless anxiety, endless pain, endless depression and whatnot. And it's never a pretty search for treasure, because they asked you to find yourself from within yourself. And that's directly asking me to consult a car manufacturing company to then give me the functionality of my phone. That's weird. They're gonna ask me, no, we don't do that here. So this is what exactly a lot of young people been doing. And because they've been on this journey to finding themselves within themselves, searching within themselves to find themselves, it has become very frustrating. And now this is where we see young people beginning to subscribe to wrong sources. Sources that then sort of like guarantee them this realization of self, or rather it sort of gives them a moment bliss of how then life would feel like to live in their truth, or to live in their, you know, in their authenticity. You see what I mean? So, but the pleasure really is short-lived. It's like a commercial, you know. So you find that these sources will guarantee them this, that once they dance a little bit in that space, they are back to that endless journey of still trying to find themselves. And I promise you, it's a frustrating place to be at, where you actually don't even know yourself. You ask yourself, but who am I? I got everything. I thought if I got this, I was gonna be the happiest man walking the earth. But I got it, but I'm still sad. There's an emptiness within my soul. There's an emptiness within my heart. You see what I mean? That only comes from attempts to find yourself from within yourself. But I'm gonna ask you to put your tools down for a sec. Are you going to continue going to a car manufacturing company to get insight on certain functionality of your iPhone? Certainly not, because that car manufacturing company is not going to give you any insight. Or if it's ever going to give you insight, it's going to be surface insight. It's not going to be detailed insight. So pause for a minute. Are you looking for surface insight on the functionality of your gadget? Or do you want to get the deeper details of the functionality of your gadget, and you want to know the right place to go to get the full details of that gadget, of that product, is from the manufacturer. If you want to understand how your car operates, you're not going to call a phone manufacturing company to get insight on that. And well, they might actually give you some insight, but it's definitely going to be surface insight, because they don't really understand that system. So every time that you get a new product, it comes with the menu, right? A guide for you to read through and just sort of like familiarize yourself with that product. So this is because the manufacturer is telling you, I know my product pretty good, and I know every functionality of this product. And for you to understand the functionality of this product, I generously decided to bring it to you with the menu for you to read, with this guide for you to understand. And this is now where you see that if you've got questions, or if you don't understand the product pretty good, you can actually get to contact the company, right? Just to get more insight, or just to get more details. That they don't give you the address to a car manufacturing company for a phone as a product, you know. They're going to give you the address, their contact details. If it's Apple, it's going to be the details to get to Apple as a company. On that guide, they're not putting the contact details for, you know, a car manufacturing company in Germany, because they understand the product better. And since they care, they want you to then go through the guide, and if you don't understand it, you can always reach them and find out to get deeper insight, not surface insight. And this is what a lot of us have been trying to do. We've been trying to contact a car manufacturing company to get details on the functionality of a phone. So directly translating to you searching for yourself from wrong places, from wrong sources. And like I said, these sources can actually guarantee some insight, but it can only be some insight. And mostly it's actually some pretty good guesswork. You know, just by looking at you, I feel like you can actually be a very amazing singer. Just by looking at you, I feel like you can make a very good pastor. Just by hearing you, I feel like you can be this and that. Those are mere pretty sounding guesswork. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I call experimented opinions. You know, unresearched opinions. People just trying to be creative with you. Like, man, just looking at your height. Oh, man, you can be an amazing ball player. That's the idea, just by looking at you. So that's not different from me asking Nokia to give me insight on the functionality of an iPhone. Nokia can, to a degree, give me an idea of how an iPhone probably operates. But it's surface information or some pretty good guesswork. But to get the truth, to get the actual insight to the functionality of an iPhone, I'm going to contact Apple. So I'm going to ask you to put your tools down for a second. How about we return to our manufacturer? How about we return to our creator and ask him, help me find myself. Expose me to me. Let me see who I am. What is my strength? What do you want me to be? How have you designed me? What exactly am I here for? What are some of my unique functionalities? Why did you give me this height? You know what I'm saying? Why did you give me this kind of memory? Why did you give me this, you know, voice? Why did you give me this and that? Because I promise you, everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. There's purpose to your height. There's purpose to your voice. There's purpose to your memory. There's purpose to your sight. Literally everything has purpose. And you can only get that, or you can only have a preview to the purpose of that thing, if you humble yourself to then have an audience with your creator, with your manufacturer. You know, there's a purpose to the 4GB RAM that a phone would have. There's a purpose to that. You know, there's a purpose to why a certain phone battery would last for a certain period of time. There's a purpose to that. Everything is perfectly engineered. You know, and all that is actually in the blueprint of that product. And that's exactly what that's how God works. And you want to know everything that humans are trying to do in creating some of these products, basically them coping from, you know, the master creator, the big creator, who's God. And if man can be that particular to, you know, give detail to every single design that a product would have, come to think about it, how much more the master creator. So there's a purpose to everything, and you're going to stop searching from within yourself to find the purpose to your height, the purpose to your voice. Because of course you may find something that will actually seem like that's a purpose there, but you only realize that you are leaving not even half of your greatness. You were basically just breathing your greatness from really, really afar. And nobody wants to have that experience. I wanna meet with my maker, and I want him to show me that, yo, you lived my purpose for your life, boy. And I'm proud of you. Well done, that fruitful seven. I'm looking forward to those words. And this is why I had to refocus. I had to sit down and ask myself, what exactly am I searching for? What exactly am I looking for? And where am I searching for this thing from? Am I going to continue on this endless journey that only broods nothing but frustration? This endless journey that inspires nothing but stress and anxiety, in trying to find myself from within myself, in trying to find myself from self-help books, in trying to find myself from different teachings, you know, modern philosophy and all that kind of stuff? Or am I going to put all my tools down and go back to my maker and go back to my creator and ask him to expose me to myself and to give me the help that I need to then live out his purpose for my life? Because everything about me has a purpose, and I want to find out why this voice, why this height, why this location, why this family, why these friends, why this partner. And it's only God that can give me a clear preview to that. And after I get a preview to that, then I can then create a plan to live in that truth. I can create a plan to manifest that reality that will have its roots in the light of God's word and in the light of God's purpose for my life. And that's exactly what God wants. And I promise you, every man that has walked the earth manifested nothing but God's purpose for their lives. I've lived one fulfilling life that one can never afford. It's a journey of peace. It's a journey of joy. It's a journey of fulfillment. And it's a beautiful search for treasure. Because then you're not searching for treasure that the world has exposed to you, but you're searching the treasure that has its roots in the light of scripture. And God, through his Holy Spirit, through his grace, is going to light your path to finding your truth. To finding your truth, not your truth from within you, but the truth that it will have its roots in the pages of the scripture. And I promise you, every time the people come around you, they're not walking back frustrated, but they're walking back with a change of mind. They're walking back thinking differently, because then every attempt you make to manifest your God purpose for your life, you're making this world a better place. And everybody wants to be in a place that makes them feel better. Everybody wants to be in a place that makes them feel that worthy. Everybody wants to be in a place where they feel loved and appreciated. Nobody wants to be in a place where they feel judged and condemned and challenged and all that kind of stuff, you know. And everything that emanates from your ego has the potential to make people feel really bitter, to make people feel really angry at life, you know, at everything. Your ego is not making them feel any better. Your ego is only making you feel better. Ego does not make the next person feel better. Ego only makes the bearer of that ego feel better. And nothing is more frustrating to be around a self-centered individual and whatnot. It's never a pretty space to be in. You want to know, ego is always a fruit of self-centeredness. that's not what the Holy Scriptures are asking us to do. But we've got to be people that builds a community where everybody feels loved, valued, and accepted, and appreciated, and valued, and worthy. And now that is the manifestation of your authentic truth. The truth that then has its roots from the Holy Scriptures. So ladies and gentlemen, tools down. Let's stop seeking to find the meaning of ABC from the wrong source. You want to get insight on the functionality of your phone? Contact the manufacturers of that phone. You're not going to contact the car manufacturing company to get insight, detailed insight on the functionality of your phone. So tools down. How about we go back to our Creator? And with humility and with love, ask Him to help us to find what then we're going to regard as our truth. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.